Okay, number 400, please.
Request of Mark Francis to address council regarding standardizing sidewalk and intersection barriers for visually impaired people.
Okay, Mr. Francis? Oh, okay. Give him a hand there.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I've got some handouts for
okay.
that we'll kind of
get those from you. Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, thank you again for letting me come and talk to you. This is the second time that I've been here with this issue and. I didn't hear from anybody, you know, after the first time, and I was here in December, so I wasn't sure, you know, what was going on, you know, regarding my request to have barricades standardized and also to deal with the noise at intersections. And I kind of don't want to be here. I mean, I'd rather be at work or that, but... And I, you know, would hope that this problem would just kind of go away. But it seems like every time I travel around in Portland and turn a corner, there's a barricade or there's a noisy intersection. And so it really has an impact on my travels. But and if it was just my travels, I'd just suck it up and say that's, you know, the way life is. But I work at the Oregon Commission for the Blind, and a lot of our people that go through our center in Southeast Portland, they're just learning to travel independently. And so when barricades aren't standardized or when there's a ton of noise at intersections, it really has an impact on their lifestyle because it's very difficult to travel around when you've got good mobility skills. But if you throw in the fact that you don't have that much experience, it makes it even tougher. And so I just feel compelled for those people to try and make it a little bit easier because learning to travel independently without vision is very difficult and it's very stressful. And so if I can help take some of the stress, you know, from them, you know, that's what I want to do. And so I, you know, I feel really, you know, compelled to bring this issue before you. And our rehab center is in Southeast Portland on 12th in Washington, and one of the big things that's happening around there is that the St. Francis is they're making a development for low-cost housing in that, and so the whole block there is it's under construction, and so there's a lot of loud noise, and a lot of our clients cross 11th and 12th and also on Washington there, and a lot of times it's very difficult for them to hear the cross traffic. And if you can't hear the cross traffic, it's too dangerous to cross. I mean, it is. And so, you know, this problem needs to be addressed. And I think that I've tried to point out some solutions that would be very economical, you know, and it would be... it would give us the same accommodations that other individuals of Portland enjoy. You know, I'd like the same access to the streets and intersections and the safe crossing the streets that other people enjoy. And, you know, I'd like other people with vision to have the same access. So if you guys got any questions, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, this is very helpful. We appreciate you raising the importance of this issue, and I don't know actually if our Commission on Disabilities has looked at some of these suggestions yet or not, but that's something I think we could make sure that happens, and I know there are bureaus involved as well.
And Mr. Francis, I'm so sorry we haven't gotten back to you, because I remember you coming here before, and these are issues that we should discuss with PBOT, and if you wouldn't mind today going to my office, which is the office, you know, just to the left as you leave
sure.
the room. and talk to Laura Hansen or Erica Niebel,
okay.
And we'll see if we can follow up with you. I mean, just off the top of my head, I think that the noise issue might be really difficult because obviously construction causes noise.
Well, I understand, and I don't expect for them to shut down, but one of the proposals that I made is that if we could ask the people doing constructions if they could have a lookout, and when they see a pedestrian having difficulties, they could help them. And I know that a lot of companies are already doing that. I mean, I've been around construction sites and I have had trouble, and they, if someone comes out and does that, but it's not on a consistent basis. And so I think that if construction companies were asked to have a lookout there, I don't see this as where you need to have legislation for it. I mean, most of the time, construction companies and that, they'd be willing to do that. I mean, I don't see that, they need to be forced to do this by law. And, the first step I'd, like to see taken is just a letter to them asking to be aware, making them aware of the problem and asking them to appoint someone as a lookout to, look out for intersections. And I know that there's been city crews, vacuuming out drains or whatever. And, they could do the same thing. I don't think that there needs to be legislation for this problem. And if you want to look at some examples of barricades, I think there's some up on Columbia Street. I think it's Columbia, like between 4th and 5th or 6th, somewhere around there. They're wonderful barricades. And I think contractors would love them because they just snap together and you can reuse them over and over again. So setup time, tear down time, and reusability, I think, would really be an economical advantage for them to do that. So, I understand that, people and companies, they need to make money in that. And so I'm trying to keep the solutions as economical as possible. And I think that if people can be asked to do things before they're told to do things, well, I just think that, they're going to do it maybe more willingly, or if, when they do it, they're, it's going to be, I think it'll be, they'll be more willing. And that's kind of what I'm trying to work for. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly something we bring up with folks during the permitting process, I would think.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
You've really done a good job raising this. And I think part of the challenge, it doesn't mean we can't do a better job. Part of the challenge is there's just so much construction going on and quite a few companies that haven't necessarily worked, in this particular urban environment before. So there is a communication need there, as you pointed out, for us to make sure everybody knows what the goals are here. So I think there's an opportunity for us to follow up, and we will.
There's also a public education component, and Mr. Francis, I really appreciate you speaking here today. 25 years ago, when I was young and foolish, I was crossing downtown and went against the light and was stopped by a police officer on a motorcycle who explained that the reason that one doesn't do that is because people who can't see or children may not know that I'm running across the intersection and that it wasn't safe to do so. So since then, I have made a point of not jaywalking, and I think you're raising the issue of the noisy intersections was something that I hadn't really thought about before, and yet you're absolutely right that people who can't see rely on that sense to know when and where to cross, and that we all need to be more mindful of that. So thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for coming, and if you'd like, Mr. Cohen can give you a hand in getting to Commissioner Novick's office on your way while you're here.
Okay, I would appreciate that very much, and thank you guys again.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.